Good afternoon. We anticipate this week the reading of a new Sefer in Parshas Bamidbar. So the Parsha begins, and the Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ol moed, and we were in the Midbar, and Hashem says to Moshe, Se'ub asrosh kaladas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpecho som v'es avosom. You should count b'nei Yisrael. It says, b'mispar she'mos kol zachor l'gul glosom. Each person should be counted. Now, it seems to be, as Rashi points out, that this is not the same counting which took place earlier in Parshas Kisisa, and rather Hashem is counting them a second time. Why would Hashem count them another time? So Rashi says from Chazal, Mitochi v'asam lefanav mona osam kosha. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Bnei Yisrael, He constantly counts them. Every time any event takes place, afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Bnei Yisrael. And that is the understanding of the overwhelming Mefarshim on Chumash, that in fact we're talking about a different count here. There is at least one opinion found in the Perushim of the Bali HaTosos that in fact the Torah here is reiterating the count from before, but again the overwhelming majority of Mefarshim assume that in fact it is the same count. If that's true, that is a different count, I'm sorry. If in fact this is a different count, so how was this count done? So Rashi tells us that L'gul Golosam is Ayidei Shkolim Bekul Agul Golos. The same way that we know in Parashas Kisis, the Torah says you're not allowed to count Bnei Yisrael. And if you want to count Bnei Yisrael, the way to count Bnei Yisrael is by using the shekel. They each give in the shekel. And by giving in the coin, you count up the number of coins. Then you know how many people there are in Bnei Yisrael. And then you don't have to worry about any potential plague coming in the future. That's what Rashi comments. But there are others that disagree. That Barbanel writes that since this count was different, this count was a tzivui of Hashem. Hashem required of Moshe to count Bnei Yisrael. There was no requirement to use the coin. You didn't have to use any intermediary. You were able to count Bnei Yisrael directly. Why? He says, Kishluchei mitzvah einam nizokim. Because those that are fulfilling and that are the messengers of and fulfilling the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Hashem, aren't going to be damaged. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzavah Yisparach HaMitzvah Hu Yishmei Midev Ravos, that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Himself, is watching over the Bnei Yisrael, since He was the one who required the counting to take place. The Vilna Gaon writes that the way the count took place was that each one wrote down his name on a piece of paper. And that's what it means, the Gul Osam, that it's according to each one's head, according to each one, is because that was the name of the person, and they wrote down their names on the piece of paper. The Malbim says that each one said his name, and then they wrote the name down in a ledger, in a book, and then afterwards they were able to count up all of the names, and that's how they determined, in fact, how many people there were in this particular circumstance. The Torah writes a little bit later in the Parsha, the Torah says that the count of the people in the Shevet of Levi is 22,000 people. And that number is smaller than any other number that we find of people being counted amongst the other Shvatim. In fact, the next closest, the average Shevet was about 50,000 people. So why is it that Shevet Levi was in fact so much smaller, and that when they counted Shevet Levi, again between the ages that were defined here in terms of how to count, but within the same groups of people, same population, how come there were so many less from Shevet Levi? So the Ramban explains that the reason that Shevet Levi were so fewer was because they weren't part of the Shibud. They weren't enslaved. They didn't work hard in Egypt, and since it was the Bnei Yisrael that the Asher Meiru HaMitzriyim Eschayehim, that the Egyptians had embittered their lives in order to decrease them, in order to ensure that they wouldn't become a large nation that could one day rebel against the Egyptians. So those people, only those people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that were fighting against this Zera, so Hashem gave them the nace that they were able to increase at a very rapid pace, and therefore they became many very, very soon. But when it came to Shevet Levi, where they didn't have the Shibbutz, they also didn't have this quality or this bracha from Hashem of being of multiplying very, very quickly. The Reish Chaim HaKadosh and the Kli Yakar explain differently, and they suggest that Shevet Levi followed the advice of Amram, that Amram had originally sent away his wife. He had divorced his wife because there was a gzeira against the Bnei Yisrael. They said that any son that's born is going to be thrown into the Nile River, and he didn't want to give birth to children, to boys who are eventually going to be murdered by the evil Egyptians. Although Amram brought back Yocheved and remarried her according to the advice of Miriam and hoped that others would follow suit as well, there was a different perspective that Shevet Levi had than the other Shvatim. Shevet Levi, who didn't experience the Shibud in the same way, they weren't worn down. They didn't feel the Shibud in the same way. And therefore, it was, in a certain sense, even more painful for them to see their children being thrown into the Nile River, because they didn't perceive the depths of how terrible things were, and therefore they had not become almost desensitized to the fact that if they have more children, that they're going to be killed by the Egyptians. But when it came to the rest of the Jewish people, he writes that they were so downtrodden that even the effects of what it would do to their children if they had more children, it didn't affect them in the same way, and therefore they were still trying to have children. So that's why Shevet Levi was less than the other Shvatim. The Avar Benel writes that he thinks that the reason is because the only reason that Bnei Yisrael were multiplying so quickly was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed them to be able to be the ones to fight for the land, that when they would come out, they would be a nation that would be large enough, that would be strong enough, that would be able to conquer the land of Eretz Canaan and settle Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it was necessary for this special nace to happen, that they reproduced and had children at a very rapid pace. But when it came to Shevet Levi, where their job was going to be avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, they were going to be in this parnes min hamaaser, they were going to be fed and supported by Bnei Yisrael. They didn't have a full chelek. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, realized that it would not be helpful for them to, in fact, multiply at this extra rapid pace, and therefore they only continued to multiply at a normal pace, and therefore they were less. And the Kli Yakar quotes a similar type of explanation as well, and he says that the reason that they did not multiply as quickly was because, so that it would be easier for Bnei Yisrael to support them, because it would be Bnei Yisrael are going to have to give up land, they're going to have to give up food in order to support them, and therefore they multiplied at a slower pace. The Kli Yakar himself rejects it and says, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be able to support themselves and wants there to be enough for Bnei Yisrael to be able to support them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide for whatever he wishes would be able to provide that as well. What's the significance of the number 22,000? Is there any significance to that number specifically? So Rav Schwab writes in his Sefer, in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva, he says that in fact you see the tremendous hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the smallest Shevet was not less than 22,000. Why? What significance? What's so special about the number 22,000? So he quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Gimel on Mebeis, Uvenucha Yomar Shuvah Hashem Ribavos Alfa Yisrael. Milame, the pasuk that we recite when we put away the Torah, comes from Halosra. Milame Shein Hashchina Shora Pachos Vishnei Alafim Vishnei Rivavos in Israel. That the Shechina, at least in a certain dimension of the Shechina, will only reside on a minimum of 22,000 Jews. So he suggests that that's the reason why there were 22,000 specifically, that it needed to be that even if there were going to be less Levim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated in such a way that there wouldn't be less than 22,000, so that they should be able to experience the gift of the Hashras HaShechina, the special Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a group of Klal Yisrael, that the Levim would be able to experience that, to experience that as well. One other thought on the parsha, the Torah writes earlier, it says in the beginning of Paragimel, Ve'ila toldos Aharon and Moshe, that these are the toldos. It sounds like it's going to list off the generations, the progeny of Aharon and Moshe. B'yom diver Hashem es Moshe bar Sinai, in the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. And then the pasuk continues and it says, Ve'ila shemos b'nei Aharon, these are the names of the children of Aaron, HaBachor, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, V'Samar, and lists off the names of the four sons of Aharon. And nowhere does the Torah tell us about the toldos of Moshe. It doesn't tell us the children of Moshe. So it starts off telling us that it's going to list off the toldos Aharon and Moshe, and then it only tells us about Aharon. So Rashi notices it, and Rashi says, based on Chazal, Ve'eino mazkir elo b'nei Aharon, the Torah only mentions the children of Aharon. V'nikru toldos Moshe l'fisha limdan Torah, that even the children of Aharon, where the Torah is teaching us, were considered to be the children of Moshe because he taught them Torah. And Malamed, and teaches us, Shekol Malamed is ben chavero Torah, anybody who teaches their friend's child Torah, ma'alav alav hakasuv kilo yilado, then the Torah at least considers it on a certain level that you gave birth to them, meaning you gave them a certain spiritual existence that they may not have had otherwise. The Abarbanel suggests that it's a much more practical reason, that maybe the reason is that Lo Nizkiru Toldos Moshe L'Fisha Gershom Ve'Eliezer, the two sons of Moshe, Adayin Hayu Ktanim, they were still young, and that we were listing off here the same way that the minimum for the rest of the count of the Shvatim was the age of 20, so here also they weren't in fact 20 yet, and therefore it was not going to be included. The Ora Chaim and the Kli Yakar suggest a such much deeper explanation. It says that the reason that Bnei Aharon were considered like Moshe wasn't because he taught them Torah, but because Hu Hispalo Bahadam V'Chayu, that the reason that they existed and the reason that they were able to live was because Moshe had davened on their behalf. When it says after the Egel V'Aharon Hisanaf Hashem Lashmido, that Hashem had enough, he wants to destroy even Aharon, so Moshe Rabbeinu and his Tfilos protected and saved Elazar v'Isamar. And by saving them, that's why it connects the count here to Har Sinai. The Torah teaching us that the special reward for davening for somebody else and davening for and the power of his tefillah was such that it's considered to be like his children. One final explanation is brought by the Tzror Hamor. He says that why does it list off the children? It lists off the children because the children are the shlemus, are the completeness of the parents. And parents are connected in that way and form this overall perfect picture together with the children. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique in that Moshe Rabbeinu that she was able to achieve a certain level of perfection on his own and therefore didn't require stating specifically the toldos of Moshe. Leave off with a trivia question. Last week we had asked which number appears four times in the Tokacha, and the answer to that is the number 7. For this week, the question is, which 5 members of the same immediate family have names that begin with the same letter of the Aleph Beis? 5 members of the same immediate family have names that begin with the same letter of the Aleph Beis. A majority of them appear in the 6th Parsha. They do not all appear in the 6th Parsha, I believe. With warmest wishes for an uplifting Shabbos, everybody have a wonderful day.